Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
What's happening, y'all? Welcome to WTIZ, the funk record. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know what I'm saying, just stick around. You're going to get it in a minute. By the way, I hope you bought your bath clothes, because we're going to bathe you in some funk. Oh, no, it's not simulated. It's authenticated. Guaranteed to keep you coming back for more. Hit me, suckers.
That ass and join in right.
Okay, the
sticker on the cover of CD's case says, "Greasy, low-down, stanky funk uncut. Prepare to get funkatized." This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz King. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. And the Tiz and the Funky Planetarians, that was the first track off of Wayman Tisdale's The Funk record that was called The Introduction. Welcome, everyone, to the show. Welcome to those in the chat room, all of the TSJ chatters, welcome. You can join us in the chat room by going to talkingsmoothjazz.com/home. That way you can bypass the flash page. Click on the TSJ Radio Show page and then the play chat button underneath the Wayman Tisdale Show. You can also call in and share your Wayman stories on 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. Our guest today is Derek Allen. He is one of the producers of the CD. Derek, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
We're happy to have you here as well. And we are expecting Mrs. Tisdale, Regina Tisdale, to join us. Were you able to contact her?
Yeah, she should be with us shortly. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, good. Now, what's her area code? Because I do have a call or holding.
918.
Area code 571. 918. All right, I'll know. Thank you. I think I know who 571 is. All right. So Tiz and the Funky Planetarians have put together the ultimate funk record with George Clinton, George Duke, and Allie Woodson. It is pure funk, and Wayman is hilarious. He's hilarious on this CD.
Yeah, he was having much fun with this project. Much fun.
I can tell. It's throughout the entire CD. If you do not have this CD, I highly, highly recommend that you pick it up today.
Yeah.
It is $7.99 on Amazon.com. $8. Pick this CD up today. You will not be disappointed. Not be disappointed. So, Derek, let's start with how this project came to be.
Okay. Well, first of all, this project has been in the making. As a project, has been in the making for 12 years. Wayman, you know, was working on this record for like 12 years. And it started out, the reason why the record is so funny and it's going to make people laugh and smile, because he was doing it as a joke. And I don't know, it just kind of turned serious. The last 2 years of his life, the project turned serious. He wanted to finish this record before, you know, when he got ill, he came to me and said he wanted to really finish this record and turn it into an actual CD. So for 12 years, we were working on this record. What he would do, he would just come up with some ideas and some tracks, and we would just kind of like, you know, mess around and clown around and cut some stuff and be goofy with it. Then we just would put it in the archives. And, you know, we just did that with a bunch of different tracks and ideas. And, you know, in the last 2 years of his life, we turned them into real songs and made it into an album. So.
Wow. Now, Derek, everybody knows that Wayman, during his last sets, would play, you know, old school funk records. Now, was that because when you guys were thinking about doing this, did you just include these funk segments into the last set because that's what he kind of wanted to do and then, you know, came out with this funk record like now?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, you know, anybody who's ever seen a Wayman Tisdale show, jazz show, he would, like, you know, he would break off into a funk set that lasts about 35, 40 minutes, and that's when the party got started, you know? So it was just something that was always in him was to play funk, was to play funk music. You know, he's always been a funk cat. And, you know, Wayman, you know, he did it all. He did gospel, he did pop, he did R&B, he did jazz. Just unfortunately, just the school of jazz just would kind of stuck for him, and he made a career out of smooth jazz. But Wayman had, you know, I mean, his roots was just funk music, you know, and gospel. So he always wanted to do a record like that. So,
yeah.
Wow. I would have loved to have been a fly in the studio when you guys were putting together this CD.
Yes, seriously. That is the truth. And you know, when you guys went and you guys were talking about it, now, you know, you had George Clinton, like I said, George Duke, and Ollie Woodson, and some more guests. Were these guys the ones that you essentially wanted, or were they, you know, they were so influenced by the funk in the 70s and 80s that you had to have the Moors?
Well, you know what? First of all, let me say this. This whole funk project, you know, was Wayman's vision. It was his vision from beginning to the end. And I just was one of the ones to be blessed to help see the vision through. And, you know, he wanted George Duke, and he secured George Duke's services before he passed away. Before Wayman passed away, he got George Duke. But he also wanted Ollie Woodson, you know, and we talked about George Clinton being on the record. Now, like maybe about 4.5 years ago, Wayman, George Clinton, and myself, we all did like a little conference call, and we talked about him possibly being on Wayman's funk record, you know, and George gave his word that he would do it. So, you know, when it came down time to get it done, you know, then the mission was, you know, to find George Clinton and to hold him to his promise that he had gave to Wayman before Wayman passed away. He had made a promise to Wayman that he would be on the funk album. So, and I wasn't going to stop until, you know, we had those guys on the record. And he wanted Ollie Woodson. And Ollie Woodson and Wayman were really good friends. And that wasn't too hard to do. But the George Clinton was the one that was hard. And Wayman wanted these artists. And you know, we weren't going to stop until we got them. So we found them, and we secured all their services. And that's how it happened. And when they heard the record, they just wanted to be a part of it, you know?
So y'all had to find a mothership, huh? Okay, all right.
Cool. You had to find a mothership, man. It was a journey trying to find a mothership, man.
That's right.
We tracked the mothership down. We found the mothership in Reno, man, Reno, Nevada. And, and he came. We tracked him down, got him in the studio. And when we were finished his recording on the record, I just knew Wayman's spirit was all over it, man, because everything, that whole day was a flawless day. And it all happened the way it was supposed to happen. So I was really excited about that.
Yes, definitely.
And you know, about having George Clinton on any funk record, man, that solidifies the funk, man. You know,
that's right.
Once he puts his skills, once he approves it, it's undeniable. It's going to be funky.
Yeah, that's right.
And there is a video. If you just Google Wayman Tisdale, the funk record, there is a video of Derek and them riding around in Reno looking for George Clinton. It is so funny. It's so funny.
That was really true. That's true, Terry. How all that happened. It was like really, really true. And everything, you know, it was nothing but God that allowed that whole day. It was a very special day. And we took off and riding in the snow trying to find George, and we found him, and we trapped him down. We kidnapped him. No, we didn't kidnap him, but he came to the studio and gave us about 4 or 5 hours of his time before one of his shows. And he told me, he says, D, I never forgot. He said, man, I'm definitely going to do this for Wayman, and you guys got me, and we made it happen.
Yes.
That was a funny video. And there's another video called Let's Ride, and that's the track number 2 on the CD that I'm going to play next. But tell us about that Let's Ride video. Was that Wayman's concept as well?
You know what? Absolutely. We ended up, Let's Ride video was animated, all animated, so it's a cartoon video. And, you know, if people remember the funk back in the day, the funk was always, you know, it was cosmic, and it was about cartoon, and it was loony, you know. I mean, when you think about, you know, George Clinton Parliament, Boosie Rubber Bands, you know, so we wanted to do this whole thing with the same kind of concept. And then, you know, we talked about doing an animated video before Wayman passed, and then we figured that, you know, we do an animated video of the character that he wanted, we can keep him alive, you know. And so it was definitely a vision of his. He, you know, Wayman had this whole Tiz guy. See, Tiz was his alter ego, and Wayman Tisdale was the jazz guy, but Tiz was his alter ego, and Tiz was this funk star. And so in the video, you're going to see the transformation from Wayman Tisdale, the jazz artist, to Tiz, the funk artist. And when he changes into Tiz, he has the big old afro, the funky glasses, and the whole
gold tooth.
So that was Wayman's, total vision. Yeah, the whole nine, man. So we were excited about it, man. So we found some guys, and we got the guys to do the animation. We drew the characters, all the characters with the Hoenns, and the Hoenns, all the players were fat, and they got tied, and everybody had a certain image and a certain look, and Wayman knew he, you know, so like I said, all the designs, everything was his vision. Everything you see was his vision.
Now, I got to ask you this, because even when you just said about the horn players, you know, during the introduction, you know, he mentions that, you know, he got to keep them suckers around because, you know, they are funky. Now, was that like an ad-lib type thing that he just went in the studio and just started doing that intro, or was that like wrote out or something like that?
No. That was straight up from the top of the head. That was, in fact, I'll tell you something. 95% of this record, Wayman just went in the studio and just started just singing off the top of his head. No, he didn't write nothing down. He didn't. I mean, a lot of that stuff was all improvised. So the whole thing was improvised, and it was just something he had. You know, he knew what he wanted, and he just laid it all out, and it was just incredible. And I mean, he's singing all the vocals and just everything. I mean, it's just incredible. Incredible project. My job was to sonically capture the record and make it feel like it was a record back in the 70s, you know, with the production and sonically capture that sound to make it feel like, you know, we was listening to, you know, a record in back in 1975 with the production and everything. So and I thank God, because I think we captured that. I think it almost sounded like it was the record was cut analog, you know, so I was really pleased with the production.
You guys did a great job, an excellent, excellent job. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and play Let's Ride, and after that, I want to talk to you about the suckers and who they are.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. This is Let's Ride.
You with us? Then give me the keys to the deuce and the quarter, please.
All right.
Into this groove, oh yeah. Lately I've been slipping, cause I've been pimping this funky move. Oh Lord, hey, hit me, sucker. Come on.
That was Les Wright featuring George Duke on that. Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
I remember the...
Hello?
Regina.
Uh-huh.
I think she's on now, y'all.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? This is Terry with Talking Smooth Jazz.
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. We were just listening to the CD. It is funky, it's funny, and it is hilarious.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, yes. So we just finished playing Les Wright, and I was saying that features George Duke on that.
Right.
So now, who are the Suckers? Tell us who the Suckers are.
Well, Derek, help me if I'm wrong, but when they were doing the concept of the thing, and from what Raymond would tell me, is the Suckers are just the band, just whomever the band members are, and that's who he was referring to as Suckers. Am I right, Derek?
Yeah, he was calling the Suckers was the band, but he was also really he was primarily referring to his background singers as well, because every time he wants the Suckers to sing, he say sing
yeah.
Suckers. Or
right.
If he wants to hit him, he would say, hit me, suckers.
Right.
But it was really geared towards, you know, his background singers. He said he called them his suckers, you know. Suckers with his P, so, you know.
Wow, that's good. Now, Mrs. Tisha, I have to ask you, when you first heard this record, what was your reaction?
Initially, I thought he was joking. Honestly, I did because you would have to know Wayman's personality, and he joked around and so often that initially when he and Derek first started this and Derek sent a track, they'd go back and forth, and he, babe, come out in the studio and listen, and I go and I laughed, and then I said, whenever Wayman teased me and was like flirting with me, or you know, and I would call it, I said, boy, there you go with that drag. That's what I called it, because you know when he, you know, hey baby, what's your name? So when he started that, it was funny to me, and so then as they continued to get things together, I was like, well, hold up, this is serious. This is something serious. But initially it was funny, and I think maybe Derek, weren't you guys kind of joking early on? And then,
absolutely, I was just telling them we were joking that, you know, 12 years ago it was just meant to be funny, you know, and all that humor was just kept on the record, and you know Wayman was really joking about it, but it just turned out to be funny and funky, you know, like
right.
George Duke always says, he says, you know, funk is meant to be funny. You know, it's meant to, funk is really funny and it's loony. And, you know, it just turned out to be something funny, but it's really serious because at the same time, you know, it's funky. You know what I mean? So it was definitely something that was a joke that turned serious, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, and I want to, you know, just let you guys know that I'm looking in on the chat room that we have, and people are saying how excited I sound today. And I have to say that, listen to this record the past week. I mean, it's something to get excited about, and it's different from what we're hearing right now. I mean, to me, this is
right.
One of the best CDs I've heard in a while. You know,
wow.
And I was born in 73.
Cool.
I was born in 73, so, you know, I mean,
wow.
But right now, it's funky, man. It's funky. So,
yeah, this is a really good. I mean, every time I hear it, every time I listen to it, I just laugh because I think Wayman, he is so off the cuff on this, and he's so funny.
Right.
And in the introduction song, when he talks about the suckers, how old they are, and he's talking about get your A over here, and I'm getting on my nerves. I'm like, oh my God.
that's funny because we were debating. We didn't know if Regina was going to allow us to keep that on the record, but I somehow think Wayman, you know, talked her into letting us get away with that one A word on the record. But it was so funny. You know, we were trying to justify a different word, you know, just to make sure it was going to be cool. But it was like, I think everybody, both we all agreed that it was just we could get away with that one, you know. So,
yeah. I was definitely vetoed on that one.
Now, Derek, I have to ask you about I want to go back to the Les Wright video for a minute. For those of you that have not purchased the CD, it comes with a panel, sort of like an extension of the video. And I wanted to ask you about the sock. What the sock? just kind of like tripped me out. What is that?
Well, once again, that was a thing that you know Wayman uses throughout the album. He talks about my sock, his sock,
right.
Sock, like his that was his strength. You know, it's like Popeye and the spinach.
Uh-huh.
The sock is the form. The sock was the sock.
Okay.
His name is Stanky. So the sock
okay.
Was
oh,
Stanky.
Okay.
So that's what gave him his funk power, because if you check the video out and even if you see the comic book that's inside the CD, it shows the whole transformation. It's almost like you remember like Bazooka's. I used to chew bubble gum called Bazooka Joe, and it come with the little comic
yeah.
book. Where we got the idea from is to put a small little comic book in along with the CD and show everybody this whole transformation. Because a lot of people won't get it, when they think about Wayman Tisdale, they think about the smooth jazz guy,
right.
jazz that made all these great smooth jazz records. So people were trying to figure out, well, how did this happen? So, and like I said, Wayman, his alter ego was to be this funk guy. So in the video, it explains it, and then it shows how the funk lords was up in the heavens and. They watching Wayman. He finishes this serious jazz show, and he rocks the jazz house. But then he goes in the dressing room, a little bit unhappy, a little bit distraught, and
mm-hmm.
people are wondering what's wrong. And in the back of his mind, he said, "Hey, this is all great, but I really want to go out there and play some funk." So the funk lords are looking over this whole thing, and they drop the stinky sock from the heavens, and the sock, makes its way down from the heavens to the earth and lands in Wayman's dressing room. And he says, "Hey, big bro, we know what you need. You want to be funky." So then he funkitizes him in funk fumes, and he goes from Wayman Tisdale to Tiz, and that's when the funk gets started. So it's like for kids. Kids are gonna love it because it's really like a comic book funk hero. When you watch this video,
yeah.
it's really a trip seeing all these funky George Clinton in the video and George Duke is in the video, and even Charles Barkley makes a little appearance
yeah,
in the video. And to sit down and watch a funk video is just a trip. A cartoon video is just a trip. So that's kind of like it in the nutshell. So when people get the CD, they'll understand the whole thing behind the funk record.
Okay, we are talking to Mrs. Regina Tisdale and Derek Allen about Wayman's The Funk Record. Again, I highly recommend you pick this up today on Amazon.com. It is so good. It is so funky, and it is hilarious. It's so,
yeah, really
so funny.
Now, I was about to ask Derek, before we get back into some music, when you guys went to Mac Avenue Records and presented them with this, what did they think? Were we not doing this, or what was their reaction to this?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Regina, I think the president of the label came down and visited Wayman, right?
Yeah, yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
So they had an idea of the project. They literally didn't know. The full extent of the project. I think Wayman maybe have teased them with a few things because we wasn't sure whether we were going to let Mac Avenue do the record or whether we were going to do it independently, or there was a big question. So Wayman just let them hear a few things, and they got real excited about it. And then once Wayman passed away, Regina and I were talking about, what we want to do, how we want to do it. And Mac Avenue, they reached out and said that they really wanted to do the funk record, and they wanted to be a part of it. So we went on ahead and finished it. And once we finished, we didn't let them hear anything until it was all done. And once it was all finished and completed the way Wayman wanted it, we had a meeting. And Wayman used to talk about that meeting all the time because he wanted to just be sitting in the meeting with his old afro and his whole outfit, and just be walking down the streets of Hollywood. And nobody was supposed to know who Wayman was. That was the idea. It's like, he's going to have the high heel shoes on that was going to give him a couple extra inches. He's already tall anyway. So the shoes was going to give him a couple extra inches, and the afro was going to give him more inches. So nobody in the world was supposed to know who he was. So he always talked about that day of having a meeting with the label. And unfortunately, I had to deliver the record. And when they heard the record, they were blown away. They could not believe it. They couldn't believe that Wayman, is singing all the vocals. They couldn't believe that,
mm-hmm.
He's playing almost all the instruments. And it's just, they were blown. They were completely blown away because they didn't know that he had this They knew he had it, but they didn't know that he could deliver it on record. You know, they would hear it in the jazz shows, but to be able to deliver it on a record is two different things. And so when they heard the project, they were all in 100%. And we were excited about it because they were excited about it. You know, we knew that, you know, a lot of times you can turn an album in and you could you know, do a great project, but if the record label don't do what they're supposed to do, you know, then you're kind of in trouble. So right now, you know, for all your listeners and all everybody has chimed in, you know, please definitely give this record a listen and go check it out because it really deserves it. This record deserves a shot. And this is what's missing. It's a album. The album is going to take you back to, you know, to the picnic, back to family, back to friends and fun. And when music was real music and you had great songs. And I guarantee you that there's something on this record for everybody.
Yes, it is.
And Winger has a nice voice, too. You know, his voice is not that bad. He has a nice voice on this. And I did read, Derek, that he wanted to put on an Afro wig and a gold tooth, strap on his funky bass, and walk down the streets of L.A. to meet the record company executives. Can you imagine?
That's exactly what his vision was. He wanted to stroll down Hollywood Boulevard and walk into a record company and say, here it is.
Yeah.
And so,
okay.
And then, you know,
all right, I'm
going to... The Funky Planetarians, he came up with this crazy name. He wanted to call the band the Funky Planetarians, and that's how it all started. It was, like I said, this whole vision was 100% Wayman's. This was the vision totally belonged to him.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right, I'm going to play track number 3. It's called This Funk Is For You. And tell us about this one.
Well, This Funk Is For You is the song that features George Clinton. And it was a trip because, you know, before Wayman passed away, we knew we wanted George, but we just didn't really know which song to put George on. So when we got George to the studio, we played different songs and just to see what George was vibing on. And George was vibing on all of them. He was, like, just vibing on all of them. I said, no, George, we just need one song. So... When he heard This Funk's For You, that's the one he just instantly said, that's the one right there. You know, just that's the one I want to be on. And so it's a combination. It's a duet with George Clinton and Wayman, man. And it's just off the chain. It's unbelievable. Now, it's really funny because, you know, George, he speaks a lot of rhymes and riddles. So you won't get it this first time listening to it. But when y'all pick the record up and really analyze what George is saying, it sounds like it doesn't make sense, but it makes all the sense in the world.
Okay. All right. From Wayman Tisdale's The Funk Record, This Funk Is For You.
Yeah, once upon a rhyme or two. If you got the mind, I got some funk for you. Look up. Up is just a place to throw down from. Looking down is try to drop. Tail ain't nothing but a long booty. Booty ain't nothing but a butt. There'll never be another jam like this here. This funk's for you.
Just the other day, I heard a fellow funker say, whatever seemed to happen to the old school kind of way, seems like it don't even matter. Some of the things you play today, just do me a favor and bring back those old funky days.
You're about to do things to
you. Might just get a headache.
You will get a headache. This funk is for you.
You might be turning.
Damn a copy, stupid, then stupid, stupid.
The style of this funky boy, you only seem to have one choice. Get out those funky seats and move your funky feet. It ain't gonna hurt nobody to get on down. Everybody who ain't funky seems to be wearing a frown.
You'll be turning to
all your friends and neighbors.
The way that you can be you, and I don't have to diss or down. A brother ain't heavy like a light is a beer or a match. Up is just a place to throw down from. Looking down is quite a drop. Looking good when you're on top of things.
This funk is for you, featuring George Clinton. Oh my gosh. Love that. Love that. I want to read a review off of Amazon.com, and this is a little long, but it's a good one. I grew up in the 70s, and most of my favorite music is from that decade. Rock, funk, disco, and punk were at their peak. Good tunes and great production ruled. This CD is so fun, fat, and funky. It's like George Clinton partied all night on the mothership, met the Gap Band for a feast of greasy fried chicken and greens, then watched the psychedelic sunset with James Brown and Larry Blackmon. The Tears, rest his sweet soul, may be known for his superior basketball skills and an equally impressive career as a smooth jazz bassist, but once you hear this dish, you will remember him for the funk.
Wow. That's very cool. Very
mm-hmm.
awesome.
That's very awesome right there. And, you know, we've been getting a lot of that. It's been incredible because the response has been, you know, it's been incredible. We've been getting a lot of, and it's been sincere, right? Regina's been genuine and sincere. It's not, no phony stuff. Nobody's been watering stuff down. I think it's the real deal, you know? And people are not giving these responses, you know, because Wayne is not here, so it's not no. These are real, real, genuine responses that we've been getting from this record. So I thank God for it.
Yes. Regina, Mrs. Tisdale, I ask you how you and Wayman met?
Sure. And it's perfectly fine for you to say Regina. That's fine.
Okay.
Wayman and I met at church, actually. And I guess we're talking about the different eras that we grew up in. So I was an obedient child, taking my younger sister to church with her girlfriend. I initially you get driver's license, you want to drive everywhere, but then when you become the chauffeur, it's not so fun. But I had to take my baby sister, and his dad was the pastor of the church, and so I decided, well, I'm just going to stay if I have to take her. And I sit in the back, I look up, I see this big tall guy, because we were 16, and he was 6'8" by at that point. So I looked, and then he looks away. You know, we were playing that cat and mouse thing. I'm looking, he's looking away. So we walked out, and I came out, and he came from a backside. He followed me out, and came out and asked me who I was, what's my name, and since I played basketball at this high school, Booker T, don't you know me? I was like, well, no, I don't know you. That's how we met. We met at church, and he was the man in Oklahoma, and I'm right here in the same city. But I mean, when he graduated high school, he was the number one player in the nation. You know, I didn't know the fella, but that's how we met. That's how we met.
Oh, wow, that's great. That is great. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, Derek, how do you know how the sales are going with the CD? Have you heard anything?
You know what? I'm not sure about the numbers. I think I'm pretty sure that the numbers are doing extraordinary due to the fact we charted real high on the jazz, smooth jazz. You know, Wayman's records always chart. His records normally come in number one, every record. With this record being a funk record, you know, it's probably going to be a little different. And we know that this record is going to take some time. But we do know that we're getting maybe four or five different markets. We're getting Let They're Spinning the single, which is Let's Ride, and about on some urban AC stations. And that's really strong for any smooth jazz artist to get any kind of urban AC play. You know, this record really isn't considered a smooth jazz record. It's more urban AC, you know, R&B funk record. So, and we all know that this is going to be a slow process because it's a shock to a lot of people in a good kind of a way. And so it's a different way that the label has to work this record. So I'm not all the way sure how the sales are going. I do know that they're doing extremely well. I'm not sure where the numbers are. But I do think the more stuff like this that you all do to support this record is going to draw people to this record. That's exactly what we need. You know, I know on Amazon the record goes up and down, you know, but it's been in the top 100 for a while. So if anybody wants to purchase a record on Amazon, they can, you know. And it's a great record. They won't be let down at all.
Okay. Regina, I have a comment for you from the chat room. David, who hosts SmoothWayJazz.com, he wanted me to let you know that Wayman is his hero, and he always turns to his music when he has tough times. Wayman and his music always makes my day, and he will be playing his music on Smooth Wave Jazz forever.
That's very cool.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Very cool.
And I wanted to ask you about the documentary, Regina, the movie on Wayman. How is that going?
It's going well. The producer is Brian Shortoff out of Chicago. And, you know, initially when we were filming this, of course, none of us thought that Wayman would be gone. And but Brian is doing a very good job. It's won the best film in different festivals. It won the best independent film in for L.A. Film Festival, and now I just got a call, and they're going to do it at the Pan African Film Festival. They're going to have it showing at the same time that the All Star Weekend is going on in Los Angeles. So I'm gonna be out there for that. So Brian, the producer, has done a very good job, and he's going place to place with it. And I try to do, you know. Gosh, Lee, with the record and this now, I'm trying to do as many of these things as I can, and both of them helped, you know, if I'm able to participate. But it's doing well. Initially, it was very hard for me to watch it. It's very hard for me. Even the record, when Derek, you know, when I initially got the finished product, I had to sit it down for a minute, and I started, and then I stopped. And then literally, when I really listened to this record again, was a week after it came out. And I sit in the car, I listened, I laughed, and I cried, is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And the film has the same effect on me, because in both of them, the film and the record, I'm watching my guy, I'm looking at my man's face, And it's especially on, I mean, I'm going to revert back to the record, because I could hear him, and he's so happy, and he was so excited, and Wayman was still listening to Foster's chemo. Like, he come home, and you know, he may have to lay down a day or so, then he said, I'm going out in the studio. And so I let him be, because that made him happy, but he sounds so strong on the thing, and as far as that goes, so does Ollie Wilson. He sounds so strong, and for both of them to be at the places that they were, it says a lot about what music, what it can do for you, you know? The film is great, and I'm excited, because now with the film and with the record, I remember when Raymond passed, it was one thing, because that man had this contagious smile as well as laughter. And I was telling myself, I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose it. And so these things, film as well as the CDs, all of these, I won't lose his voice. And of course, I won't ever lose his presence, because I have four beautiful children that, you know, every day one of those children will do something, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's just like the dad. So, I'm serious. It's from the way these girls walk, or my oldest daughter has Wayman's wit. She's so silly. So, we are finally getting to a place where we can laugh about things that daddy did, opposed to, you know, because usually if his name came up, we were crying. But now it's getting better. It's getting better.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I know you know that we love Wayman. I mean, we miss him terribly, and we love him so much. And for this CD to come out now is perfect. And especially for it to be a funk CD and not another smooth jazz CD, because we get a chance to see another side of Wayman, you know.
He left a serious legacy behind with this record, and like Regina said, and she just kind of touched on it, but it's very important for everybody to know who loved Wayman, is that, you know, he recorded this record we finished up this record during the time he was doing his chemo treatments, and this is like, I don't know, this is like something, like Regina said, that just kept him living. And this was a drive. You know, you imagine somebody just, you know, taking these serious treatments and then, you know, resting a couple of days and then looking forward to going in the studio and working on this project, you know, just to know what somebody was doing in the last stages of their life, to me, is a blessing, you know, and to be able to share that. So this is where he was. He was in, you know, the last part of his last days, he was into this. This is what meant the most to him, you know, this record. So it's something that he left everybody, you know, for everybody to share and to have. It's like a major part of his legacy, because, like you said, Terry, this is the only record of his kind. So it's the record is a classic record, whether it sells a million copies or whether it sells two. The record is a classic to the family. Mm-hmm. It's a classic to me and everybody who truly and truly loved the brother.
Yes, definitely. And like you guys said, I want to touch on too that, you know, when I listen to the record, you can hear the energy in his voice, and like you said, you know, just the silliness in it and everything that he just had. He was so amped up about it, you know, because I'm like, you know, anytime a brother can be, you know, telling somebody, you know, saying suckers and the his phone call. I love that when it's his phone call. So it's very funny. I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah.
You can just talk to him.
Now, Regina mentioned Ollie Woodson, and he does a song on here called Been Here Before, and I want to play that one next. Derek, tell me a little bit about this song.
Well, this is a song that Wayman had in archives for a long time, right, Regina? Wayman had this song in the archives for quite a while, and we knew that we wanted somebody to – we threw up a couple of names, but the name that stuck was Ollie Woodson, and he wanted Ollie Woodson to feature on this song with him. And so and a lot of people don't know that, you know, Ollie had throat cancer, you know, and passed away, and for those who don't know. And fortunately, you know, we recorded Ollie Woodson probably maybe 3.5-4 months before he passed away. And he was so excited, because, you know, they have a serious relationship. You know, Ollie and the whole with the Tisdale family, they were friends. So when we reached out to Ollie, you know, he didn't hesitate to lend his help on the record. So you know, a lot of this record was cut through file sharing through the internet. So what I did was I got Ali on the phone. Ali lives in L.A. I'm here in Sacramento. Sent the files to, you know, to the engineer and guy, Mr. John Paris, who kind of organized this whole thing with Ali. And they tracked Ali Woodson's vocals and sent it back. And then we had Ali Woodson and Wayman on a duet together. And when people hear this record, they're going to think that Wayman and Ali was in the room together recording this record. And it's what trips me out is that, you know, it makes me laugh and makes me cry, but it's like, you know, Ali recorded this record and didn't even get a chance to hear the record when it came out. So when the record, the day the record released, Ali and Wayne is listening to this record together. So that's mm-hmm. the touching point for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are talking to Mrs. Regina Tisdale and Derek Allen about Wayman Tisdale's The Funk Record. We welcome your calls. So call in at 646-716-5485 to share your Wayman stories. If you have any questions in the chat room, please post those, and I will get those to our guests. From the CD, this is Been Here Before featuring Ali Woodson.
Fellas, I know how hard it gets out there sometimes when you have so many fine young females out there nipping at your heels. I'm here to tell you, y'all, when you find that good one, you should never give her up. I've been here before, you know what I'm saying? I had a good one and I let her go. And I've been looking all over, and I searched all around, and then I found her again. This is how I knew she was a good woman. But you know what she saw me? She said, baby, I'm still here. And I said, you know what? I ain't gonna ever leave you again, baby. Check it out, y'all. Time and time again, I depended on you to be a friend. You were always there for me. Girl, you are my cup of tea. Oh. I can't understand why I ever left you behind. Oh. And I'm never gonna do it again. Oh. Baby, 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 please. I won't ever, ever, ever leave you no more.
Never to leave you no more.
Congratulations on that. That's a great award, to be given out. So what was that night like for you?
You know, actually it was so very cool. And I thought to myself, okay, humanitarian, because I was thinking, you know, before I was going to present, you know, I had to think about that. And then I thought, you know, absolutely. This is absolutely, you know, I've done so many things, and I've accepted so many awards since Wayman has been gone, and it's bittersweet, actually. But I can feel, literally, I feel like Wayman was always so humbled by whatever, you know. Babe, do they really think that of me? And sometimes I look at him like, are you serious, dude? You know, but I think that's who he was, and that's what I've heard so many people since he's been gone. Fred Hammond was here in concert, and he said, the last time I was here, it wasn't such a good, you know, I was here for Wayman's services, and he said, and that's my best friend. And my daughter looked at me, and she said, Ma, have you realized how many people have called Daddy their best friend? And I said, you know what, yeah. And so the Humanitarian Award, I said, to me, it just speaks volumes of who Wayman was, what Wayman, you know, the way that Wayman carried himself, and how Wayman literally made anybody that he ever met feel like there were, I mean, you know, he would give you his undivided attention, and what we heard so much is, man, you guys are so down to earth. And I was like, well, gosh, I don't know anything else to be but who I am. But it was fitting. It was bittersweet, because a lot of times when I get to the places and I see a lot of his peers, like, you know, doing the jazz cruise, sometimes I miss him so much, because, you know, when I'm in that arena, I miss him, and I feel like he should be there. But it's fitting, and he deserves it. You know, that's how I feel.
The last time I saw Wayman perform was here in Las Vegas, and I went with my cousin, and she's into sports. She likes all types of sports, and she has a couple of his basketball cards. So she asked me if she should take them with her to have him sign them. I said, yeah, sure, he would love that. So after the concert, we walk up to the table, and she puts the card on the table, and he just lit up. He was so excited to see that card. He was passing it around and showing it to everybody. We're like, find the card, please. He loved that. So I miss him too, but I'm glad I had the opportunity to see him perform. I love seeing him perform.
Right. He absolutely he absolutely loved the stage. And the funny thing is, when Wayman initially started playing, he would always position himself so that he could talk to the band. And then I realized what he was doing. I said, "Babe, are you being shy about it?" And because I told him, I said, "You play in front of thousands of people." So he said, "But I'm not out there by myself, and I'm not in the front." And so I remember telling him, turn around, you know.
Yeah.
So he, do you remember that?
I do remember that.
And I was like, "Tiz, turn around."
Yep.
But once he, and that was so funny to me, but once he got to, I don't know, it's funny, it's a toss-up over just like he got excited about the card. But I think ultimately, later on, if you ask him, and I alluded to this in an interview or something, but if you ask Wayman which one he loved the most and which was his first love, he'd tell you the music was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like I told people, basketball just afforded us so many things. And actually, it got him in a position to be able to do this music thing, because most of the time, nobody takes a athlete serious, or, you know, they're saying they're a musician or vice versa. So he was able to use his basketball as a platform to walk into this his second career.
Which is unheard of. I mean,
all right.
You know, to have one career, you know, is one thing, but to be able to be blessed to do two and do both of them at a high level, you know, that's just a wonderful blessing. So, and Wayman deserved it, because he was, like Regina said, he was always great in basketball, and then when he's getting it on the base, he was good. And then once he stopped being shy and turned around, I remember those days so well, because we used to talk about that all the time. And then he just became great with as a musician, and you know, number one records and dominating smooth jazz, and you know, and not only that, you know, Wayman produced a lot of gospel records and a lot of R&B records, and so he was just just music was always in him, and so I think music did at one while at the end just was like, I agree with Regina, you would probably say the music, you know, probably be his love, you know, like if there was one and two, music first, basketball second. That's a big statement, but I would agree, you know, because he was really passionate about his music, so passionate. And there's a lot of athletes that want to be rappers or rap stars or art or sing, but you know, Wayman was able to have two careers, you know, and at high levels. So, you know, that a lot of people don't even know Wayman play basketball. You know, that's what's so funny. A lot of people just know Wayman as a smooth jazz artist, you know.
Or
vice versa, exactly. So that's when you know you're doing all right, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. All right, well, we have kept you guys longer than scheduled. I did schedule this show for 2 hours because I want to play as much music as I can from the CD, but I am not holding you guys to stay on the line. If you would like to, please do. If not, that's fine as well. But I do want to say thank you to you, Derek and Regina, for giving us the opportunity to speak with you and for calling in and joining us today. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, Thank you, because this certainly is what we need to get this thing out to be heard. So we appreciate you guys as well.
Yes, thank you guys.
Okay.
This is very important, to us. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. And we are going to continue on with some more music from the CD. As well, I'm going to try to get in as many songs as I can. If I can get in the entire CD, that's what I'm going to do. So the next song I'm going to play, let's see, I think I'll just go down the line, Spread the Butter. I'm going to play that next. Derek, you want to tell me about this one?
Well, Spread the Butter was a song that it was actually a dance, right? Regina Wayman made up a dance called the Spread the Butter Dance.
Right.
I don't know what came first. I don't know if the dance, Regina would have to tell you what actually, I did the track and we sent them the track, and then Wayman had to Spread the Butter thing. I don't know if the song came first or the dance came first. I couldn't tell you, but he had a whole dance, the Spread the Butter dance. That was so funny. I mean, it was just, he had you on the floor laughing. So, and that's what Spread the Butter is all about.
All right. From the Funk record, here is Spread the Butter.
Hello. Welcome to Funkology 101. You are the test monkey for this funk. If your toes wiggle, you have funkitis.
This funk is coming at you, coming at you. What are you going to do?
Are you a candidate for funkitis?
It's gonna make you move those shoes, move those shoes. Just the moment in due time.
Your feet are gonna be fine. Check it out. A Sunday afternoon, about the ninth day of June. Everybody's sitting on my front porch. So hot it's steaming. Got me to thinking. It's a good time for some cold-blooded funk. Hit me, y'all. Swing, sucker.
This funk is coming at you. Coming at you. What are you going to do?
Wow.
on one. Stuck in his throat. We took him to the doctor. He said, "Doctor, help me breathe." The doctor took one look at him and said, "Negro, please. All you have to do is take off your left shoe, dip it in the pot of the neck bone juice, put it to your mouth and drink it down real slow. And let the funky juices take the bones to the toes. If it doesn't work the first time, try again. And if it doesn't work the second time, well, shoot, my friend. I sit back and wonder and ponder and scratch my head. If you keep eating neck bones, your tail's gonna be..."
I love this CD. I love this CD. Waymon Tisdale's The Funk Record. You just heard Neck Bones, and before that was Spread the Butter. All right, Mike, what's your favorite on this CD?
The Neck Bones. I love the Neck Bones. Yes. But all the tracks are very nice and very funky, like I said, but the Neck Bones had me rolling, especially with the rapping, so I loved it.
I know, the rapping, yeah, I know. And then put the feet in the neck bone juice and then suck it. I was like, ugh. Funny. It's too funny. Well, our thanks again to Regina Tisdale and Derek Allen for calling in and sharing the history behind this CD. Thanks again for that. And also, you can find out more about the Wayman Tisdale story by going to waymantisdalestory.com. And I'm hoping it will hit the West Coast soon. I still have not seen it, so I'm looking forward to that. Again, this CD is available on Amazon.com. It is only $8. Pick it up today, people. It's so, so good. It is so good.
Yes, it is.
Definitely. Mike, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Nothing much, Terry. Like I said, nothing much. Just sitting here, like I said, just checking on the neck bones. That's all, you know. the music is just off the hook. I love it. Like I said, you guys have to pick the CD up. Like I said, it's guaranteed to lift your spirits. I tell you that. That's for certain. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yes, definitely. Definitely support the artists and definitely support this CD and pick this CD up. Let's try to get this moved up the charts for sure. All right. I got an email about a concert coming up from Matt Marshak at the Houndstooth Pub in New York on December 5th. It's at 5 o'clock, and tickets are $20. So if you are a Matt Marshak fan, you're going to be in the New York area, go check that out. For more information on that, you can go to, I didn't write down the website. It's probably on Matt's website. So go to his website, mattmarshak.com, and you'll probably find it there. I apologize, I did not write down the website where you can get the information on this. All right. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to go ahead and close the show. And just want to thank all of you in the chat room for hanging out with us today. I hope you enjoyed this show and the music. Again, if you do not have the CD, please go and pick it up. It's only $8. Please pick it up off of Amazon.com. Tomorrow night we are talking to saxophonist, one of my favorite saxophonists, Steve Cole, about his upcoming CD, Moonlight, and that is at 7 p.m. Pacific. So you want to tune in for that. So let me thank Andrew Harris, Anisha, Anita, Bonifan, Carol, Cheryl, The Guest, Jazzy Chick, Joe, Mr. McGee, Smooth Way Jazz, David, and Tamara. Thank you all for hanging out with us in the chat room. And please check out David's show on smoothwavejazz.com. Check out his show and check out Michael Fernandez's show, rhythmandjazz.com. They have smooth jazz radio stations on 365 Live, so check them out. They support Talking Smooth Jazz, so we want to support them as well. So check out their music. All right, let's see. My favorite on the CD, well, I like the entire CD, so I can't really say I have a favorite. I'm going to do the phone call, Tiz phone call. So this is from, this is another funny one, they all funny.
Yeah.
This is called Tiz phone call.
And I got my bell bottoms on, my thick and thin. I can't wait to see my sunshine.
Out with your pants down.
Now, Fizz, look. Give me another stool. Come on. Sunshine. Come on, girl. Come on, baby. Hello? Is this you, sunshine? How you doing, baby? Won't you sneak out and come see me? You know, the streetlights ain't on, yeah.
Over here with me is a possibility. Tonight.
You know I'm crazy about you. Been waiting up for you all night. It's so good to see you, girl. When you walked into the room, all I could do was smile. I'm so glad you came to see me, girl.
You're over here with me. Tonight.
you mind if I just play a little bit for you, sweetheart? Hand me my socks, please. Can I just let me touch this right here? Check it out.
Goes right into the song Sunshine. All right, again, the song, the CD is called Wayman Tisdale, the Funk Record, and you definitely want to pick that up today. Highly recommended. Amazon.com, $7.99. Have it shipped to you. Get it Monday. Get it Monday. All right. All right, thanks again to the TSJ Chatters. Thanks for joining us today, tomorrow. Again, it's Steve Cole about his new CD, Moonlight. All right, Mike, any last words you want to add before I say goodbye?
No last words, just pick up the funk record. Like I said, it's I know everybody talked about how excited I sounded earlier, but I'm telling you, it'll put a smile on your face when you start listening, because you'll just have to laugh at the lyrics and just everything about the CD. It's so good though, so you guys have to check it out. Truly love it.
Check it out. All right, you have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow night with Steve Cole. Until then, keep it smooth.
Hey, y'all, it's Way. What's happening? Oh, I have to clear my throat. I got a few things to say before I get started with this record. You know what I'm saying? First thing I want to say is, what's up to all you funkers out there? I want y'all to know the funk is still alive. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, wind me up and all that something. Read me out, all you bobbles, all you toe tappers, all you love laughing. Yeah, but Way gonna come back with a little bit different twist, you know what I'm saying? I got my own little twist to the thing. Oh, I start to play.
playing. Let me tell you one thing before you go. Don't sit down. No. Don't sit around. Hey, move the chairs out the way because, you know, by the end of this record, y'all might want to dance a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Pardon my fun. Bye-bye now. Anyway, during my studies on F-O-N-K, I found that you have to know the funk so that when you hear the funk, that you know the funk is real. Now, the godfather of soul told me that funk is not always what you play. It's what you don't play that make it funk. You dig? Dig it, eh? Hold it right there. Hold it there. Come on.
Won't call in my phone. Won't call in my hand.